Integrity paid by the hour.
I'm here with Candace Kindred from Teriyaki Madness, one of Sheridan's most popular restaurants. Does catering?
Tommy, hi. If you want to mix things up from the usual catering lineup, we're bringing something fresh your group will actually get excited about.
You got my attention.
Think our insanely popular orange chicken, grilled steak or chicken, tofu, fresh veggies, and gluten-free options made hot and fresh just for your crew.
That's a big upgrade from the usual.
And reach out to me before you place your order and you'll get free setup and delivery.
Bring the madness to your next event with Teriyaki Madness Catering.
At Sheridan Funeral Home, we are experienced and skilled professionals who will guide you through your time of loss, listen to your needs and wishes, and take care of every detail. Hi, this is Carrie Kimmel. We have deep roots in the Sheridan community. We take pride in being able to lighten the burden as you take the first steps toward healing following your loss. Your needs and wishes are what matter most. Visit SheridanFuneral.com. Sheridan Funeral Home and Cremations, compassionate service for the Sheridan community.
If you want to listen to some fun, entertaining, and informative shows, then KROE AM 930 and 103.9 FM is your station. The Saturday lineup includes Good Day Health at 6 a.m., followed by Kim Commando at 8, Intelligent Medicine at 11. Then you get All the Tech with Tech It Out at 1 o'clock, Rich on Tech at 2 p.m. Be financially informed with Jill on Money at 5. Here's some amazing American stories at 7 o'clock. Check out the amazing talk show fun lineup at KROE AM 930 FM 103.9 FM, streaming live on SheridanMedia.com this Saturday.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whitey.
Thursday, April 2nd. From the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, we're joined by Sheridan County YMCA Executive Director Liz Cassidy. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You were in the gym just before you got here, you say.
Yes. Yes. I don't know if anyone has ever played on our treadmills at the Y, but we have solitaire, and we have some pretty deep conversations over whether that solitaire is rigged, whether I can, from my office, adjust the challenge level. And so it's pretty fun.
That's interesting. I will admit that back when that game was on every computer that you could possibly imagine, I think I won maybe twice the whole time. I'm not a good solitaire player.
I mean, regardless if I win or lose, I will be playing and then I'll be like, oh my gosh, I just walked or ran for 20 minutes without noticing. And I think that's the real kicker
the real
for me
award, right?
Is I'm not like, how many seconds have went by?
That's the kicker right there. Do those have little mini TVs on them as well?
Yeah, yeah. So you can play solitaire. You could play chess. What's that? Sudoku?
Yeah.
My girls have figured out they can watch their YouTube or Spotify accounts, all those things, or a lot of folks said it, and so you're like to the beach or a real area, and you can be running down that area. So if it was nasty outside, which we don't get anymore,
right,
you could go and find a different environment. And my husband's actually, we've traveled, and he's like, I've ran this before.
Oh wow.
Virtually. That's crazy.
Incredible. Yeah that's pretty cool. All right, how is spring down there at the Y so far? You still got a lot of those folks who made that resolution?
Yeah, I think people are sticking with it.
That's great.
I don't know if it's, you know, a cultural shift in Sheridan, but every year I think, wow, people are not dropping off at those New Year's resolutions. We just see, what's that called? It's a habit.
Yeah.
Like they are just consistent. You see them 4 to 5 times a week. It's not the, I bought a gym membership and I haven't been in months. Like, we see that frequency. I mean, the visits per day, you look at, you know, 3,300 people coming through the door. Like, that's a consistent amount of Sheridan, Wyoming, not going to get, you know, milk or other things where you'd say, okay, that makes sense to see that many people.
Yeah. 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 Well, that's fantastic to hear everyone charging in there.
That's right.
As the weather has been nicer.
Mm-hmm.
You still getting your runners inside? Are a lot of people taking advantage of the trails right now?
Do you know, I think what we see is that mixture workout. So you'll see more folks who've ran outside and then they're coming in to get their lifting part done.
Yep.
Or their shower afterwards, or they're doing that cross training for an Ironman. And so they're doing the pool and hitting the cycling. And so, yeah, especially if it's a little crummy outside, I joke as a runner, I've gotten so used to the nice weather that if it's just a little crummy outside, I'm like, oh, I'm getting on the treadmill.
You're going to skip it today.
Yeah, my skin's a little more sensitive.
I'd be the one on the treadmill as well. I do not like running in the cold.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day when I did run, you always end up feeling so much better. You know, even if you just really, really push it, boy, you feel good after a run.
It's a real deal.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about summer camps.
Yes.
I've talked to a few people about the camps that they're offering this year. You got partnerships all over town. I've spoke with Sage.
Boy,
Jill's excited about these summer camps coming up. And it seems like the longer Sage and other organizations do this, and you'll be able to tell me if this is true or not, but it seems like they're offering more or varied through the years, you know, maybe two this year. Okay, well, that worked.
Right.
Now let's try four.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's try six. How many years has Sage been participating in this?
Do you know, I think this might be our third or fourth year, and you're absolutely correct. It's a cool ecosystem.
Yeah.
So even those that we don't partner with, we're still partnering in some way, like Science Kids. So awesome. Julie joins us for our child abuse prevention. So all of our teams are getting very similar continuity of safety. We compare a lot of notes on things. Sage has been just an amazing partner. So we shared, hey, we did a survey of parents of what they really need.
Mm.
And they really need camps to be consistent, you know, like offer the same time so parents can figure out schedules, offer camps from the first week they're out of school till the last week before they go back to school. Because even though it's nice to shift gears for fall for an organization, those families still have a need that last week before school,
absolutely,
you know, starts. And our Sage partners were like, we hear you and we are committed to that same goal. And so they are offering 10 weeks of camp.
Wow.
So then we can pair it with our other partnership offerings and what we're offering to get, you know, not a competition, but a good ecosystem to be like, we hear you, parents. You got to work in the summer. Camp has to be enrichment and it has to offer continuity so you're not piecemealing your whole summer together. And I just was so taken back by Sage's like commitment to being like, we're on board. And that's incredible.
And it really is. And there's so many organizations now that are offering these camps, basically expanding upon certain subjects. You know, if someone is into math, there's probably a math camp out there.
Mm-hmm.
If someone is into art, there's a bunch of different camps out there. I really like that there's different organizations doing these things in different ways. The options for parents seem pretty vast right now, which is, and childcare is always such an issue. That's something I don't have to tell you. you know, I don't have to deal with it too much anymore. But boy, when my girl was younger, what am I going to do? I got to go to work.
Right.
So I paid a babysitter a lot of money.
Right.
Because you knew, you know,
you
by forking out this money, they're going to be there for
me
when I need them. And so that's kind of how I covered those bases. But at the same time, if you've got a good camp, they're making friends, they're learning something new, or expanding upon something that they love.
Yeah.
Tell me about the camps this year.
Oh my gosh, it is amazing. So total, we have 51 camps. So if you look at that, 1,700 spots, ages 6 to 14. Plus we have our little adventure club, which is our mini camp for our preschoolers. But we're saying we hear you. We know you need camps the whole summer, but you also want to be able to not be like, this is a holding cell. I know you don't like this camp, but this is the only one available.
Yep.
So those offerings are so vast, like you said, between all the arts camps being offered. In addition to the Sage ones, like Ashley Cooper, big shout out. Every year she does at least one to two camps for us. And she does mural camps. So the kids work together to make a huge piece of art. She's done our crosswalk. So they've done the ground as a mural. They've done columns in the Y. Who knows what they're going to do this year, but it's just so cool that kids work together on a collaborative art piece. And then we have Dungeons and Dragons, which is always a fan favorite. Again, it can be kids that we don't see in other camps. So it's like, where's your community? If this is something you're interested in, like, awesome. We are in the business of finding community and belonging. So whatever that is for you. Theater camps. We have multiple theater camps, and Chantel Boostrom is going to offer also some theatrical music camps and doing some different vocal performance. And so just that variety of, if you're really into science and digging, are Rooted in Wyoming partners. It's just, I keep coming up with the word ecosystem, but we're here to provide for kids in our community cool experiences and still meet their parents where they're at. And it's going to take more than the why, but we love being kind of that wheel in the middle that can kind of be a hub and then a whole bunch of access points to be like, this is what you're into. Awesome. We've got a spot for you. And we have so many of our kiddos that they're not kiddos anymore who are now instructors who are like, I went to theater camp. I went to Camp Thunderbird. And now they're coming back to instruct it. And I think that's exactly what we want.
What changes have had to be made with the sale of the camp itself?
Yeah. So one of the big things was check in with ourselves. I would say my own personal soapbox has always been kids need to like have that experience where they spend the night away from home and feel that independence, maybe feel some of that homesick, but like overcome it and are like, no, I'm set. I can do these hard things. And when we did the survey where we asked parents, like, what's most important? And overnight camp was at the very bottom.
Wow.
And so sometimes what, you know, like I as an individual is like, I think every kid should do this. That's not what we're called to do. It's we're called to listen to our community and what the needs are. And if families are like, no, we got it. We go camping on the weekends. We do those things as a family.
That's, I gotcha.
That's our Wyoming culture. During the week, while we're at work, we'd love for them to have additional opportunities in these things. And so that's been a big shift. And then the other piece is we are going through our Presidium certification. So this is a nationwide YMCA requirement, including a in-person audit where a team will come to our Y to say, yes, you say you're doing these things, but are you? They will interview staff. They will walk the building. They'll look at different program structures to say, is all of our policies, procedures, and actual practice making our building as safe as possible for youth? And so we've got more background checks. We've got more checks and balances in terms of how we do programming. Not huge adjustments. You know, we've been working towards these things for, gosh, I think since 2014, doing Presidium assessments. So we've been improving our systems in place. You know, you can't just take one kiddo to go get their shoes from out in the hallway. You got to make sure you're never one-on-one with a child. So it's little adjustments, but with that, not having to worry about overnight camp just allows us to really focus in and offer more day camps.
Sitting with other executive directors from other YMCAs, has the discussion come up about this evolution of camps?
Oh, yeah.
And then as kind of a leadership team of the Y within your own region, how do those discussions look? Are ideas being thrown out on the table? Are they saying kind of the same thing? Or does this really seem like just a Wyoming type of situation where families are saying, we do the camping. We go out to the forest. I teach skills myself. We would like something else.
You know, it's far more regional. So we are part of the Mountain State Alliance of YMCA. So that's Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. And then we have a really great partnership with the Duluth, Minnesota YMCA. And so we pick their brains all the time in terms of, hey, what does your camps registration look like? And they've said to us, our day camps are bursting at the seams. Our wait lists are massive. Our overnight camp, We are having significant struggles getting registration. Like, people are not signing up for overnight camp. However, when you go to national conferences that East Coast, they have the tradition of you send your kids to summer camp. And summer camp can be 3 weeks long.
Wow.
I mean, our families feel that like emotional toll from Monday through Friday. But that's not our tradition in our region. And I really believe that's beyond Wyoming's borders. And then to top it off, they're all having the same issues with their mountain camps in terms of fire risk, insurance, those pieces. Yeah. And then, you know, unfortunately, it's so hard to think about sending your kids away for camp when you think back at flooding last year in Texas.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just want to do everything in your means. And I know our board and our leadership team and those that help us think strategically and put all the pieces on the table and say, these are facts. You know, this is how much insurance costs now. This is the realities of what parents want. This is, you know, the cost of owning a facility. And then at the end of the day, we want growing up at the Y to be this really positive experience. And I think about natural disasters like what happened in Texas, and you just thought you were sending your kiddo away for camp for the week.
Yeah.
And so it certainly has been a big conversation on the national stage of YMCAs, certainly in our strategic planning. But then comparing notes with Ys across the region, it's very similar themes in terms of more families need day camp to also serve as elementary age childcare.
Yeah.
It can't just be one or the other. It's got to be both. They don't want to go to childcare. They feel too old to go to childcare, but they also need to have something meaningful, safe, you know, supervised all day long in a camp setting that makes it feel like I'm with my peers. We're doing high adventure, or at least perceived risk.
Yeah, perceived risk.
Yeah.
Yeah. That idea that I'm not at daycare.
Right.
I'm at camp.
Right.
I don't go to daycare. I'm too old. Yeah. The little kids need that, and I completely understand. And, you know, talking with you about, like, the affordability of insurance, the cost of running a facility, and then you can't even fill that camp, it's going to increase costs across the board. So let's just go ahead and sever this. We'll give the parents what they want anyway. Mm-hmm. And yet, we're leaving a little bit of a tradition behind. But around here, that tradition is taken care of by mom and dad, classically.
Right. So. And we feel like we can get a lot of that into our day camp setting. And so Camp Roberts, in terms of a program, will live on. It's just not a physical space up in the Bighorns. It's going to be that level of, like, how do we get kids out loving to hike, you know, learning the traditional games and having those traditional experiences.
And like with the science kids camps, they're amazing because they're going to be able to take that knowledge. And every time they go hiking with their family, they're going to say, do you know that's a lichen? You know? All right. I do have to take a quick commercial break. More with our Sheridan County YMCA right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First Home, feeling overwhelmed?
I'm Maren Borsheim.
And I'm Nicole Pierce with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Our mortgage rate relief program may lower your mortgage rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
That could mean hundreds saved every month.
If you meet income guidelines, you may qualify to buy your primary residence.
Let's make it simple.
Call us or visit efirstfederal.bank today for all the details.
First Federal Bank and Trust. We're with you every step home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Before there was a Frackleton's restaurant, this building was home to Dr. Frackleton, the sagebrush dentist who patched up cowboys, Native American chiefs, and anybody tough enough to sit still. No frills, no shortcuts, just steady hands and work done right. That same Frackleton spirit lives on today. Good food prepared with care, well-poured drinks, friendly service, and world-class cuisine. Frackleton's, Main Street, downtown Sheridan.
Hi, I'm Chris, the Prognosticator Herbst, VIP champion representing First Northern Bank. I plan on keeping the trophy, which is proudly displayed on my desk. Here's what happened during the morning show this week.
That last second shot.
UConn.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But how about the kid that made the shot?
Exactly.
I mean, that was probably the highlight of his life, I'm sure.
He's a freshman from Indiana. It was just like the movie Hoosiers.
Yeah.
Ended the same way. Jimmy Chitwood.
Probably the only movie I've ever seen more than once.
It's a great movie.
Really?
It is.
Wow.
What a random pull.
It's a great show.
It is.
It is a good movie.
I think I've seen that movie two or three times. I don't know why. This is a great show.
March Mania, presented by First Northern Bank. Which VIP will take home the traveling trophy? Make your Fab Four bracket picks before the games on Saturday, and if you have the high score, you can win one of our prizes from Kilpatrick Creations. Listen every Wednesday morning at 7:40 on KROE 103.9 to hear how March Mania plays out. Make your bracket picks on the contest page on SheridanMedia.com.
The following message is presented by Century21BHJ.com.
On April 6th, a group of Vietnam-era veterans right here from Wyoming will begin their Voyage of Valor trip to Washington, D.C., a healing journey where they'll reflect on their service, visit the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, and connect with fellow veterans. For many, this moment is long overdue. Come show your support, cheer them on at the Hub on Smith on April 6th from 7 to 8 a.m. Questions, 752-1821.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm Floyd Whiting. This morning, we're speaking with Sheridan County YMCA Executive Director Liz Cassidy. Before I move on to other fantastic news, I do want to make sure that parents know, where can I get more information about the camps and what are my registration deadlines so that we don't miss those?
Awesome. Yes. So you can come down the Y. We've got a camp guide. We have a whole camp page on our website if you want to check them all out. We also send out postcards. I have a QR code that takes you right to camp page. And then if you're a member, registration is April 11th. You can just get on your computer that morning or come down to the Y. It used to be a long line at the Y, but now that you can have your computer and your monitors going, parents are like on it. And then if you're a non-member, April 15th, so you just got to wait a few extra days. Always financial assistance is available, and we do process that before registration. So when you go to register, those discounts are already available to you. And then if you have an older kiddo or a college student, we are still looking for camp counselors and a day camp coordinator. And so you can apply also just on the website.
Fantastic job opportunities there. That's memories that are going to be with them forever. And I know there's a lot of students out there probably in a teaching program looking for something to do for the summer. What a great opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, get those kids in there, get that counselor training, and they can take that experience with them. I've spoken with people in the past who were camp counselors, and not one of them regretted what they did for the summer.
Yeah, I've heard, you know, best job I've ever had.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, moving on down the line, my friend. How often does the YMCA hold pancake breakfast?
Well, we're bringing it back, so we're trying to be consistent. Each of the admin team members are taking a month, so we offer it every month on a Wednesday. It's like, I think, the second Wednesday, so it's next Wednesday. This month, I'm hosting, so like big... Big hype, April 8th. So it's the day before my birthday. So I was like, let's do a pancake breakfast.
That's great.
I am never in the kitchen at home. So this is a very amusing thing that I'm going to lead pancake breakfast, but super fun, free. We hold it at the old Kids Life building, which we now call the Outpost. So right next door to the Y at 426 West Alger Street. And it's from 6:30 in the morning till 9:30. Free pancakes, free coffee. Come hang out. We get lots of families before school and work. Come down, have your pancakes. It's a great family tradition that we're just trying to get back that energy to and make it a monthly thing during the school year.
Cost on this. I'm sorry if I missed it. This is completely free.
Completely free. We just want to get the families back together and community back together, eating breakfast. I mean, it's pretty simple to make pancakes. That I've heard. We have famous oatmeal pancakes. You know, truly, people are like, what is the recipe? They're very, very good. Hearty pancakes. So just come down. No cost, no registration. Just show up.
I think that's fantastic. And it certainly aligns right with the YMCA's mission. We want to get healthy communities together to sit and talk and share a meal with somebody.
Oh, it's huge.
It reaches back all the way to the beginning of mankind, I'm telling you. All right, so let's go ahead and drop into the climbing club. How's that going?
Oh, it's awesome. So we're still doing it by the month. We have one that's running April 7th next week through the April 28th. So this is for 5-year-olds to 11-year-olds at the YMCA. You can just register, and it runs 2 times a week. And it's just working on that climbing. They get all harnessed up, and we have them on the big sports climbing wall. We do different games and just work on those old school, talking about things from the beginning of time, climbing trees, climbing the walls at the YMCA.
And this comes with that perceived risk that we were talking about. That idea that I could fall at any time, but there's safeties in place.
Exactly.
I mean, I know there's a lot of individuals out there who probably fell when they were a kid, broke their arm, broke their leg.
No auto belay.
Nope. Nothing to stop them.
That's right.
I had a friend fall out of a tree. I was higher than he was. And it's a memory in my head watching him fall. I was so terrified. That limb broke and down Joe went. I felt so bad for him. He had to go home. But it's that perceived risk now. Get him in the climbing club. Have you kind of peeked in there? Are there little climbers that are amazing?
Yeah, they just monkey up the wall.
That's amazing.
And those gross motor skills, like, those are developmental windows that you gotta, like, use it or you lose it.
Yes.
And pulling your body up. I mean, it's the opposite of the skills you get from video games and computer games. It is using your whole body, getting that energy out in a meaningful way.
And one thing that I do want to touch on, conquering any fear.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a lot of little ones out there, not big on heights. Conquer that fear. Get up that wall. That perceived risk is there. There's safeties in place. I think it's a fantastic program. Tell me about Itty Bitty T-Ball. Who are we looking to support with this?
Itty Bitties. So this is our 4 to 5-year-olds. It's before they enter kindergarten. Registration is until May 8th. It's outside. It runs from May 19th to June 11th. So it's a perfect little session. They learn the basics of Itty Bitty T-Ball. They play little games. I think they work on learning how to line up to bat. Holy Lord. And it's wonderful. Parents are out there helping with the bases, being like, nope, don't run yet. Yeah. Nope, don't pick up the base. And it's just exactly what we want out of YMCA sports, is a love for being active, moving around, low stakes.
Oh, and it's so cute watching them run around those bases with those giant helmets on. It's just adorable. All right, where can families go to register for all these youth programs and stay updated on any other offerings?
So SheridanYMCA.org, or if you want to come down, we love to see you as well at the front desk of the YMCA.
Liz, always a pleasure having you on,
thank
my friend.
You.
It's always great seeing you. Get back in there. Get that run finished up this morning.
I know.
All right. When we come back, we're going to speak with Will Play. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Ready to level up your career?
At First Federal Bank and Trust, our people are our greatest strength, and we're hiring full and part-time tellers to join our team.
Enjoy great pay, outstanding benefits, and a culture that empowers and supports you every step of the way.
Because at First Federal, we invest in you with the tools, training, and opportunities to grow both personally and professionally.
Take the next step at eFirstFederal.bank and discover a career that truly invests in you.
First Federal Bank and Trust is an equal opportunity employer.
The rodeo is part of who we are. It's our history, our identity. But boy, this is not your granddaddy's rodeo anymore. The YO is bigger, better, and bolder. Larger purses, tougher competition, and a whole lot of family fun. Come for the World Champion Indian Relay Races, high-stakes BRCA action, and a warm welcome unlike anywhere else in the world. Get your tickets at SheridanYORodeo.com.
I'm here with Candace Kindred from Teriyaki Madness, one of Sheridan's most popular restaurants. Does catering?
Tommy, hi. If you want to mix things up from the usual catering lineup, we're bringing something fresh your group will actually get excited about.
You got my attention.
Think our insanely popular orange chicken, grilled steak or chicken, tofu, fresh veggies, and gluten-free options made hot and fresh just for your crew.
That's a big upgrade from the usual.
And reach out to me before you place your order, and you'll get free setup and delivery.
Bring the madness to your next event with Teriyaki Madness Catering.
Blood insurance is one of those things most people don't think about until it's too late. And then by then, the damage is done. What many homeowners don't realize is that standard policies don't cover flood damage, even when it's caused by heavy rain, snowmelt, or water that comes from places you wouldn't expect. They take the time to help you understand your actual risk and walk you through flood coverage options that make sense for your home and your location, not just a one-size-fits-all policy. Iron Valley Insurance Group, forged in strength, guided by compassion. Stop by or request a quote at ironvalleyins.com.
Here in Wyoming, your roof better be tougher than the weather. At Branded 307 Roofing, we install commercial purlin-bearing roofing, residential metal roofs, and standing seam systems built to handle hail, wind, snow, and whatever else the bighorns can throw at it. Metal roofing is up for the challenge. Whether it's home, shop, ranch, or commercial building, we build roofs that last with craftsmanship that's built different. No shortcuts, no excuses, just quality roofing, period. Call us today, Branded 307, branding Wyoming, one home at a time.
Wednesday, April 8th, the 52nd annual Pass Creek Angus Ranch Production Sale at the ranch just south of Wyola. 65 yearling and 32 fall Angus bulls sell out of sires like EB Clarity and Magnitude. 9 stout 2-year-old bulls and 25 open commercial heifers sell. Pass Creek breeds low-maintenance cattle that muscle up with quality carcasses. High performance to heifers, a bull in this sale for everyone. Videos with Frontier Live Sale. 52nd annual Pass Creek Angus Ranch Bull Sale, April 8th, Wyola. PassCreekAngus.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. We're brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. And for our second part this morning, we're joined by Wild Play Director Grace Cannon Wallace and the new program assistant, Callie Smith. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Now, Grace, I told you on the way down here, I'll say it again.
Yeah.
It's been too long.
It has.
You gave me some great news. Can I share that?
Please.
All right. You and Ian recently had a little one.
Yeah, we just had a baby.
That's so great. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Name?
Beatrice.
Oh. Yeah,
she's
name.
4 months old. So yeah, she's waking up to the world, cooing, and it's just a wonderful, magical, exhausting time.
I'm glad you added that part. Every new mom,
I want to be honest.
That word is there at the end of all of it. Now, for those who may not know, what is Wild Play, and what role does it actually play in youth arts here in Sheridan?
Absolutely. YO Play is the education initiative of the YO Performing Arts and Education Center. So it is our umbrella term for what we have in terms of our educational programs. That includes after school programs with District 2, also after school program with District 1. And we have offerings for people of all ages as well. That's our goal.
I'm glad you added that at the end,
yeah,
because you guys have partnered with the Hub on mm-hmm. some occasions,
yeah,
and had senior programs,
yes,
where it really brings people together who, you know, I think it's fantastic. There's no such thing as an age where you stop learning.
That's right.
Or an age where you stop playing.
Exactly. Yeah. So it is all about, you know, people building skills, connecting. And that's our creative aging program, which is funded through the Wyoming Arts Council. They have programs that they fund across the state in bringing people access to growing skills in the arts. And we try to stay within the performing arts since that's our jam, you know. And so we have some creative aging classes that are just wrapping up right now, actually.
Really?
And it's just wonderful to be a part of that across the state. There's just things all over the place.
I mean, you guys had like a harmonica class.
That's right.
Going on.
That's going on.
I saw a couple different things out there.
Yeah.
You can do just about anything. and I really enjoy it because it gives us as we age an opportunity to get back into things that we may have kind of set off to the side to go to work.
That's right.
Raise a family.
Yeah.
But I always wanted to play the harmonica.
Yeah.
Well,
see?
Now there's the opportunity. You can get
I'll
down
get
there.
Get you in
it.
There.
Callie, being the new kid on the block, my friend, when did you join WIO Play?
So I actually joined the WIO team at the end of October 2025. Yeah. And so it's been a ride. I came in right before Grace left from maternity leave and kind of held down the fort while she was gone. I'm happy that she's back. She does a big job.
Yeah.
So I really learned the intricacies of that, I suppose, while she was gone.
What inspired you to join this team?
You know, I feel like a lot of people, and me as well, have a very special relationship to the WIO. I moved here in 2014, and I was in the theater program with Sheridan College. And at that point in time, we did all of our classes at the WIO. So that was like my step into adulthood, found this really beautiful, wonderful place. And I actually went to college for education and for theater. So this was a little bit of a hat trick of a job to be able to pull in those two things. And I've loved it. Every single day, it's the best to go to work and work with these people and towards these goals that WIO Play has.
Not to put you on the spot, but what's your favorite aspect of the job?
Ooh, I think honestly, and I had said this to a friend the other day, I think a lot of people through their lives and into their careers, they are looking for something that feels purposeful or feels meaningful. And I get to do that every day. I get to go and work with, you know, these folks at the WIO and also in and out of the schools and bring these arts education opportunities, which were so important to me as I was growing up. So it's nice to be able to kind of help with that and get that going in a community that loves the arts anyway.
Yeah. And what a fantastic position to be in, because you go into a school and maybe not every kid is paying attention, but those ones that do, maybe, you know, this is a door. Maybe it's a platform. Maybe it's something that they've sought their whole lives, as brief as they've been so far.
Yeah.
But they're like, there it is. That's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And they'll remember that for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely.
That's impact.
You see some of these kids, they just light up when they do this. This is something that, you know, some kids do sports, some kids do, you know, all kinds of other activities, but you see that light up in these kids' face. They really love this. It builds that confidence in them. Mm-hmm. And that's really special.
It absolutely is. Okay, let's talk about some of these fantastic programs. What has the year looked like for WIO Play across the schools?
Yeah, so in the rearview mirror right now, we have our middle school drama club, which is our partnership with District 1, where we go into Tongue River and Bighorn middle schools. And we rehearse separately in two different locations and then pull them together for one cohesive show at the WIO Theater. And so that happened in the beginning of March, the performances anyway. And then over the course of the whole school year, we've been gradually going into all five of the Sheridan Elementary schools with our acting out program, which is part of the after school program with Sheridan County School District number 2. And so we're now in our final school of the year, but we've been in all five of them since the beginning of the school year.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Those acting out programs, what do you primarily do with the kids during those?
You know, that program is really interesting because it has changed over the years to be what it needs to be as we partner with the school district. In previous years, we have had the kids come up with their own plays and take a fairy tale and fracture it, basically. This year, we're trying a more of a sort of theater literacy forward approach where we start with a script that is already written for them and they just dive right into learning acting techniques and learning about the stage and all that so that they have a little bit more time just to perfect that craft. So,
and you've been doing this a couple of years now. Are you seeing the same kids over and over? You're getting some other interests from
the other kids. You know, there are some people who come back, especially with that program. It's like third through fifth, right? So you'll have some kids who've maybe been in it for third grade and then fourth grade and fifth grade.
The veterans.
Yes. Yeah. But what's really exciting is when you see them across programs. So if somebody's come through the acting out program and then they come out and audition for our youth musical, that's really exciting to us because we like to see people taking advantage of different opportunities. And so, yeah, and then it also grows interest too. There's always new people as well, which is cool.
Now, tell us about the Comedy of Errors. This is coming up on April 9th and 10th.
It's coming up fast next week. And actually, Callie's been really taking the lead on this. This is the Sheridan Bronk Players at Sheridan Junior High School. And she's been the assistant director for Heather Buhans. Do you want to say something about it?
Yeah, absolutely. This show actually coming in, I feel like it's one of Shakespeare's lesser known shows. It's one of his first. And so it is true to a farce, but it is one of my favorites. I think it's perfect for the middle school age because it has that really big, really crazy kind of comedy. It's all about mistaken identities, right? We call that, you know, we say this is a comedy of errors, kind of is taken from this show. And so there's mistaken identity and it's crazy back and forth with, you know, the people in the town. And at one point, some of the characters believe they're in some magical universe because everything is so crazy and out of whack. It's been really awesome to work this show with these kids. I think that they connect to that comedy really well because it's so lighthearted.
Yeah. How many kids you got in this one?
Oh, shoot.
I think it's like 30.
Yeah, like 30 kids.
Yeah,
between the tech and
that
and the
is
cast.
A cast.
Yeah.
That's an amazing cast. Are there parts for those who may not want to be under the light, maybe they're townspeople this year and then maybe next year they work their way? I mean, can a child kind of go through that phase of getting rid of that stage fright?
Yeah, and you'll see that with the younger kids, you know, in that those kind of sixth graders coming in. We have a few kids in the program that they do not want to be in the spotlight by any means. And they help with our tech stuff, which is so valuable in that learning sense. And, you know, you'll see them grow in that confidence. We have one kiddo in the program who in the very beginning, she was like, I do not want to be on the stage at all. I want to help with this tech crew. And she kind of worked herself into the ensemble a little bit. And that's really cool to see her kind of build that confidence just a bit. And that's really what it's all about.
Is that the student who's running the fart machine?
It is the student who's running the fart machine.
Just want y'all to know.
Unique job.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing when we take something like Shakespeare, because you talk about Shakespeare and there's almost, and I'm not insulting any theater people, but there's almost like a pretentiousness that some people approach it with where it's like, well, I've done Shakespeare.
Yes.
Well, Shakespeare's for everybody.
Absolutely.
And this introduction, you know, to Shakespeare for the kids, I think is fantastic because now they get to walk around and say, I've done Shakespeare.
Yeah,
and
it's
true. I just think it's really unique and it's fantastic. This is a comedy taking place April 9th and 10th. What are the times and how can folks see this?
This is going to be done in the early building at the junior high for their auditorium. Those shows will be at 7 p.m. They are free and open to the public. So anybody who wants to come down and see these kids and all the things that they've worked on, we'd love to have them.
I'd love to see just a crowded house for those kiddos that have worked so hard to get this done.
Spill
How long
up.
You been working on this?
Oh, we started this in the beginning of January. This is a... What is it, a 12-week program?
Yeah, it's usually about 12 weeks in the end,
Wow, that's a lot to cover.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
12 weeks in that. Okay, let's talk about, moving on down the line, how students benefit. That's something that I was curious about because in a lot of different situations, you'll play a very minor part in theater, and it's this huge machine. And it's one of those things. I talk to people who've sung for kings, you know, all over the world, and they play a main part, but they're always talking about those who are backstage, those who are making everything happen.
Yeah.
How important is it for these kids to see this come together in a cast of 30? I mean, that's pretty substantial.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, you know, one of the reasons I love theater and theater education is that there's so many skills that are applicable, right? So whether it's building confidence and being on stage in front of an audience or working backstage and figuring out how to be a creative problem solver, right? Like, how can you solve this problem with what you have at your disposal? And how can you support each other? I mean, it's also a team activity, you know, just like sports are. So there's so many skills that you learn in the theater that are applicable in the world at large. And so it's exciting when you find people who are like, wow, this is what I want to do forever. And it's also really exciting when you can reach people who are going to go off in their lives and do all different kinds of things. And so it's hugely impactful. And I would say one of our goals is to continue to emphasize the importance of backstage work and continue to build our technicians, our theater technicians. That's an area of growth for us in Sheridan at large, right? We have a lot of theater, we have a lot of arts, but we want to start like figuring out how we can really support people who are working backstage like exclusively, right? Like I think everybody should do both, but you really need those people who that is their it's where they shine is being backstage.
I want to run lights and that's my thing.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're working on that. And that actually comes into play a little bit with some of our summer plans in trying to emphasize that that's like just as important and sometimes even more fun. You know, we have fun backstage.
Yeah, absolutely. when my little girl was up at the high school, that's what she liked to do, set design.
Yeah.
She wanted to be part of that. She wanted to design sets. Mm-hmm. And I got a chance to actually see that, and I was pretty dang impressed because she worked with what she had.
Yes.
Which, with a high school budget, we all know ain't much. But she made it happen. I'm really just cool. really, really proud of her. So I think that is so important. What should families know about the acting out at Woodland Park performance?
Well, as I mentioned, this is our final school for the year. We're at Woodland Park with a short play called A Knight's Tale. And that is being directed by Robin Murray. And it will be performed next Tuesday at Woodland Park at 4 p.m. And so that's mostly for the families of the kids who are in that. But we like to let people know, too. It's a short 10-minute play.
Oh, nothing too huge.
Nothing too long. Just a nice little showcase.
How old are those kids in the acting out?
They're third through fifth is the age range.
10 minutes seems about the right
time. That's okay. It's not long. They have about 6 weeks, so yeah.
Okay, after school program extended into all 5 schools this year. You touched on that. You're in your last school. How long does each program last?
6 weeks. This year, there are 6 week long residencies.
And what were the subjects that you covered within those programs?
So the acting out this year, like I mentioned, we're sort of focusing on theater literacy. So we did a little bit of, we injected a little bit of like acting technique and character development and make sure that we have games that kids are, you know, learning how to project their voice and cheat out, right? That's facing the audience. So all those
emote.
Things. Yes, yes.
Emote.
Make a choice. Yeah, all that stuff.
Okay, now summer camp opportunities.
Yeah.
Is something that I wanted to make sure that we got to. Tell me about those. What can folks look forward to?
Yeah, so our summertime is changing a little bit. As always, we have our youth musical. This year we're doing The Lion King Jr.
Oh,
and,
how fun.
Auditions for that are at the end of April. And of course, our performances are in June. But then after that, we have a couple of summer camps in July, which are new for us, but we're building those for the first time. And one of them is called Stagecraft Camp. So as I was just talking about, stagecraft is the art of everything backstage. So we want to bring kids in for a week and we want to learn about playwriting and costume design and makeup and set building with cardboard and, you know, all different kinds of fun things in a short amount of time. That'll be for ages 6th through 8th grade. And we'll do that for a week starting July 20th. And then the other camp is for that younger age range, 3rd through 5th grades. And we're calling it Put On a Play Camp because we're going to put on a play. You know, we wanted to be complimentary to some of the other opportunities in the community. There's great opportunities to do the theater camp through the YMCA, and they put on short musicals, which are always wonderful. And so we wanted to focus on a play.
Oh, that's great.
And that's what we're going to do.
I was just talking to Liz about some of the camp opportunities that she has up there. And as we were talking about that, as she said, it's not competition.
Yeah.
We're all playing off of each other.
Yeah.
You do this, I'll do that.
That's right.
Maybe a kid can get through there and holy cow, get like a theater education
by
the end of summer.
Well-rounded.
All right. I'm running out of time with this, so let's hit this. Sheridan County Cadets Program.
Yes.
Who's this?
That's right. So that is our third opportunity this summer, which is led by Tyler Rogers. It's a new youth drum line.
Oh, wow.
So this is for students in 4th through 6th grades. If you're interested in banging on a drum, marching down the street. This is going to be a really fun, awesome new opportunity. And Tyler is, as we know, full of enthusiasm and he's going to make it really fun.
we talked about put on a play. How can families and their kids learn more about these camps, get registered, make sure I'm not missing deadlines?
That's right. So we're still building our registration online process, so people have to stay tuned. But you will be able to go to yotheater.com and get registered online for summer camps. For the cadets, we do need people to come in through auditions. So that's next week on April 10th and 11th. And we'll put information on our website for that as well. It's all open. Just come in on that Friday night or that Saturday early afternoon, and you can audition and try to get involved with that.
Do you need a drum? Are you guys going to have those?
There will be a cost associated with the program, and that will involve getting everybody drums.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Fantastic. Yep. Well, Grace, Kelly, I want to thank you both for coming in and seeing me. Tell Ian hello.
Thanks, Floyd.
And
yeah.
Tell him congratulations for me as well. Callie, it was great to meet you. I hope to see you guys very soon. We got to get you on more regularly.
Let's
love these
it.
Programs.
Yeah.
I love talking about not just the YO play for the kids, but also obviously the creative aging.
Yeah.
You know, keeping the entire community involved and artistic. I love it.
Love
Thank
it.
You.
Thanks, Floyd.
All
Thanks,
right.
Floyd.
You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Sheridan, I'm Nicole Pierce.
And I'm Maren Borsheim with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Dreaming about owning your first home?
The Mortgage Rate Relief Program could lower your interest rate by 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage.
That means real monthly savings.
It's available to qualifying homebuyers purchasing a primary residence.
Let's see if you qualify.
Funds are limited, so stop in, call us, or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust. Homeownership just got more affordable. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Valencia Barrington Project is a rare ensemble dedicated to reviving the beautiful and unusual sound of the Barrington, an 18th century instrument that combines the warmth of a viola with sympathetic strings that resonate beneath the melody, creating a sound unlike anything most audiences have heard before. Enjoy this extraordinary evening of chamber music, Tuesday, April 14th at 7 p.m. in the intimate listening environment of the Wild Theater's Tandem Hall. Seating is extremely limited in this unique space, so reserve your tickets today at the Wild Box Office or online at wildtheater.com. The Valencia Barrington Project, Tuesday, April 14th.
Are you a CNA looking for meaningful experience in a unique setting? Join the long-term care team at Sheridan Greenhouse, where staff strive to create loving homes where individuals live dignified, fulfilling lives. Here, CNAs start as elder care technicians and can advance to elder care specialist and even elder care coordinators, with pay increases along the way. Not licensed yet? Enrollment for Sheridan College's next CNA class closes March 10th. Apply at sheridanhospital.org/careers or email recruiting@sheridanhospital.org for more information.
This public service announcement brought to you by Atlas Chiropractic. Your healing begins when you pick up the phone.
Sheridan County Sportsman's Association is hosting an NRA concealed carry weapons course on April 11th and 12th, the last scheduled course for the year. So get it while you can. It meets the requirements for Wyoming concealed carry permits. Register online at NRA Courses website or call Bob at 307-461-1138. That's 307-461-1138.
Hi, I'm Chris, the Prognosticator Herbst, VIP champion representing First Northern Bank. I plan on keeping the trophy, which is proudly displayed on my desk. Here's what happened during the morning show this week.
That last second shot.
UConn.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But how about the kid that made the shot?
Exactly.
That was probably the highlight of his life, I'm sure.
He's a freshman from Indiana. It was just like the movie Hoosiers.
Ended the same way.
Jimmy Chitwood.
Probably the only movie I've ever seen more than once.
It's a great movie.
Really?
Yeah. It is.
Wow. What a
random poll.
That's a great show.
It is.
It is a good movie.
I think I've seen that movie two or three times. I don't know why. This is a great show.
March Mania, presented by First Northern Bank. Which VIP will take home the traveling trophy? Make your Fab Four bracket picks before the games on Saturday, and if you have the high score, you can win one of our prizes from Kilpatrick Creations. Listen every Wednesday morning at 7:40 on KROE 103.9 to hear how March Mania plays out. Make your bracket picks on the contest page on SheridanMedia.com.
From Billings to Buffalo, this is the News Talk Station, FM 103.9 and 930 AM KROE.
KROE, Sheridan.